9 o'clock on the ticket and time for the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. We have 6 candidates. It's not the strongest week we've ever had.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay.
Mind if I sit in here, guys?
Sure.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, I didn't want to call Doug again.
Canceled.
It's just the biggest show coming to town, so you can have a lot of so-so shows, but there's got to be a biggest one of those.
Right. It's a comparative thing.
Right.
So
let's get to it. Candidate number one, tonight at Trees, dying fetus.
Oh, jeez.
Cattle decapitation.
No, wait a second. That is a fake one. That second one, you're doing reconsider rounds.
No. And cerebral bore. It's a triple header tonight at Trees.
How's bore spelled?
B-O-R-E, so they're so drilling into someone's brain.
Okay. I've heard of dying fetus, and right now on satellite radio, Cattle Decapitation has a new song out that is called Forced Gender Reassignment.
Well, it's Gordon's theme song.
All right, now. You calm it down.
They're pretty stupid, I think.
Oh, you're giving them a little stoopy.
I have zero interest in these guys.
All right, we got our first stoopy go-away of the segment.
Which band is this, Jer?
Dying Fetus.
Okay.
Grotesque Impalement is the name of the song.
Hey.
Grotesque.
God, this is awesome.
A joke.
This is
a joke.
This is unbelievable that they do the comedy writing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that it's not... Usually there's the living fetus, right? And then there's
the dead fetus.
For, mm-hmm. But they've got it in process during the transition. Listen to that. Sounds like a demon trying to go to the bathroom.
Oh, there's the breakdown there. Would you guys ever want
to... I want to look at the lyric sheet to this.
Would you ever want to go to one of these shows just to see what it's like?
I would, yeah.
Maybe, but not something like this. Maybe
would you get
something a little more mainstream than this one?
Yeah, what if we just dressed like we normally dress? They'd kill us, wouldn't they?
Dress like we normally dress and laugh every time they introduce a song title.
That's horrible.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also tonight... Starts tonight and runs through December 16th at the Windspear Opera House, the presentation of Jekyll and Hyde.
This is the moment.
Totally opposite from that last show.
When I send all my doubts and demons.
Jerry, you said you saw this?
I've seen parts of it. I've heard the whole musical soundtrack. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row used to be in this.
And it stars an American Idol contestant.
Is
Constantine Maroulis.
Oh.
You know him? I don't know.
Yes. You're beating George?
Oh, yes. That's the guy I've seen on the promo. That's his name.
But you know what? He's been nominated for a Tony Award.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he's pretty good.
When the moment comes.
Now, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, isn't this one of those two guys share an apartment in New York, and it's a funny kind of thing because they're really opposite.
Right.
One's a sports writer. Yeah, one's a sports writer. One's a fastidious.
God, that was a great show.
Yeah, was it?
When's Mr. Hyde going to come in and
say? So you think Tony Randall and Jack Klugman were both funny in their roles?
They were both hilarious and perfect. And that's a show that stands the test of time.
Really?
Yes. You can watch The Odd Couple now, and it's still funny.
You know, that's one that doesn't seem to have the syndication like, say, the Jeffersons did and
All
the Family and all that.
He used to, but
used to be in high rotation.
All right, candidate number three, Wednesday night.
I am now not a doctor.
I'm Mr.
Hyde.
Not the words. Wednesday night.
That's what they're singing a duet.
Was Jekyll and Hyde there?
They actually kind of do later in the show.
Really?
It's like I have a real beast voice.
Turns into, it's not a beast voice, but it's very angry. Ah.
Have you already seen it?
I haven't seen it. I've heard it.
Oh.
I said that earlier.
Yeah, Gordon.
It's been around for years.
I wasn't paying attention to you.
That makes two of us.
Come on, Jer. Candidate 3, Wednesday night at the House of Blues. It's a twin bill featuring Jason Boland solo, not right. with the Stragglers, mm-hmm. and Cody Canada solo.
Wow, that's a big show. Big fans of both of those guys.
Hi, I'm Cody Canada. Want to tell you about my new album?
No, he's from Oklahoma.
Why does he have an un-American
name? Leader of Cross-Canadian Ragweed. Now Cody Canada and the Departed.
And Jason Boland was leader of Boland Ragweed, and now he's just solo? Just
Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Hmm. Didn't he invent like a little thing that goes around your neck that you cinch up with a little turquoise?
It's a bola.
Where's that? That's at the House of Blues.
Wow.
Right next door here.
That'd be a big shoe.
So it's a blues show?
No.
No.
Hmm.
It's a country Americana.
Okay.
New country.
Candidate 4, Friday night at the Palladium Ballroom. It's been a big couple of weeks for Deviltry. Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Along with In Flames and Hell Yeah.
That's Dimebag Darrell, or rather, Vinnie Paul's new band. Hell
oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
All right.
And In Flames, they're great, but these guys, this is Lamb of God, these guys are awesome.
Now, I swear to the actual Lamb of God that these guys come through town like every other
Monthly?
Week.
No.
I swear, it seems like we always have them on the biggest show.
Matter of fact, their American tour got pushed back a month or two because Randy Blythe, their lead singer, was jailed in the Czech Republic this summer.
Oh, really?
He is being accused of manslaughter because a bunch of people rushed the stage at one of their shows. And he's, like, pushing people back, and a guy fell off the stage and died 2 days later.
Wow.
Man.
Ooh. And he got arrested, and they said, oh, it's $200,000 bail, and they posted that. And it's like, oh, it's $400,000 bail, and he posted that and sat there for 5 weeks.
After posting bail?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He sat in jail, or he sat in the country?
In jail.
Now, do these guys take us away the sins of the world, or is that the other one?
I think it's the other one.
Okay. You're going to want to pop this down here momentarily, Jer. Like, really soon.
Jer.
Yeah, right there, right there.
I guess we're going to move on.
Okay, is it a clean version?
I believe it personally.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because it has lots of very large F-bombs in there.
Oh, that sounds classy.
It's also my favorite song by them. They're awesome, man. I get more and more into them every week, it seems like.
So this is what I'm amazed. I want to be this lead singer. This guy that sings on every one of those albums.
He doesn't sing on every one.
Oh, really?
No, this guy is way better than many of them.
No, this guy sounds exactly like every other band. So they can just use one guy for all of them. A session dude.
And these guys are keeping thrash metal alive here in the 2010s.
No, they're keeping it dead, man.
That's right.
Well,
thank you, George.
Candidate 5, biggest show in the town.
I'm going to hire them to play a kid's birthday party sometime. I think that'd be funny.
This is Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth.
Or not.
Pat Green.
Uh-oh, Giorgio. There's your nemesis.
Quit saying this. We're buddies. You played together recently, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
He didn't realize it, but we did.
We
played about 4 or 5 hours before he did.
So you didn't have any you've never had any interfacings with him?
No, I have, because we've played with him a couple times, and we've had very short, friendly conversations.
But he does not know who you are.
No. I don't know if we've ever revisited.
Not as in who you are, because you're a famous radio broadcast superstar, but who you are as in the guy that ragged on him and had a confrontation in Wichita Falls with him.
I think he's figured it out. But he's always been very nice to us.
You dismissed his career.
I didn't dismiss his career.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I went and saw him and I didn't get it. I get it now.
Whatever.
Pat Green is great.
You stoopy sucked. Go away, Tim.
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't that difficult on him. I just didn't get it.
His latest album is Songs We Wish We'd Written,
which is really good.
Is it just all covers, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Wish He'd Written,
Are they uncovered?
He does a Tom Petty cover and several others. Really good.
What a great idea for an album when you don't have to write any songs for it. You just blatantly say, hey, this is a cover album.
Yeah, it's the Bob Costasing of the music industry.
What's his favorite songs, and it's his take on them. It's really good. Really good.
All right, and candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Michael Martin Murphy.
Seen him before.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Triple M6.
Simon Reno. He does like a cowboy show.
He used to quit music.
I like this song, Wildfire.
Me too.
Always like it.
Love to put my foot through his guitar.
Hang on, Danny.
It's not Danny, it's Charlie. The guy who dismisses everything.
He's from Oak Cliff, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, Oak Cliff needs to go away then.
Went to North Texas for a while. I think he just does
could a song have less balls?
It really picks up here in a moment. Just be patient.
Oh,
I wanted to hear that. Okay. What was that that you played? Was that B?
A song with less balls, as he was asking for?
Justin Bieber has more balls in this song. Listen at this.
This is great.
This is just... This bores into your scrotum and drains the testosterone.
In 1975, it made it to number one on the charts. You didn't do that.
What's up?
That's why.
Well, because I didn't want to. Because I knew it'd be stupid to do it.
Listen to the intensity of this song.
Is this his version of it? Such a drainer, and you know it. It sounds basically like that generic youth minister song he came up here and played.
Don't say that I know it.
You do know it. Is this his version?
I think it's him, yeah.
It was labeled him.
I think it's not.
It sounds like somebody that went into one of those old mall booths and got to record a song.
This isn't the actual album version, the single, but it's another version of it.
Oh, God. Please die.
Okay, let's vote. Make a show coming to town this week. Is a candidate number one, Tonight at Trees, Dying Fetus, Cattle Decapitation, and Cerebral Bore. Candidate two, Tonight through December 16th at the Windspear, Jekyll and Hyde. Candidate three, Wednesday at the House of Blues, Jason Boland and Cody Canada. Candidate four, Friday night at the Palladium, Lamb of God. Candidate five, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Pat Green. Or candidate six, Monday at the Bass Hall, Michael Martin Murphy, George.
I'm going to vote for Cody Canada and Jason Boland.
The House of Blues. What a wasted vote that was.
Gordo,
shut up. I'm going to vote for the Jekyll and Hyde show at the Windspear. Because I support that AT&T. Hold on, Danny. I'm still talking. I support that AT&T Performance Arts Center.
Rich?
No doubt it's Lamb of God.
Oh. Okay. No, that's stupid. Who is that? Is that Rich?
Yep.
Duh, you stupid son.
Shut up, Danny.
Chair?
I support Lamb of God and even Dying Fetus, but it's Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Fernando.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah!
I changed my vote.
I'm voting for Pat Green, but...
You're voting for him.
But the winner, with three votes this week, tonight through December 16th at the Windspear, Jekyll and Hyde.
There we go.
This is
see this.
Now listen to this song.
Is this in Jekyll and Hyde?
Yes, George.
Okay, I'll go there.
If they were smart, they would put this song in Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, God, this song is stupid.
Just to give people a pulse in the middle of the show.
Right. All right, what's next in the corner?
In the corner, we're going to hear this song in its entirety.
No.
And we're also going to cover the Bob Costas controversy. Boy, he really stepped in it. And I understand that Corby tore into Bob, or supported Bob, and tore into other people yesterday. We're going to discuss that next.
Did Jerry Jones get a ball lift?